Paulie's been waiting for it for a few games. For Kyle Connor to get 30 in overtime, your thoughts?
Great for a first-year player. You know, he's developed really strongly this year, and he's got such a quick release coming off the stick. It's gone before I think the goaltender can set. So good for him. I think he's had three or four really good chances here in the last few games, and he hasn't been able to get it to go. So now he can get back and relax a little with the puck.
What'd you think of Sammy Niku's first NHL game?
You know, pretty good. We left the matchup playing against Montreal's best, so there were some challenges at his own end, but we wanted to see him against, you know, good competition. And in the end, you know, on the ice for a few, but at the confidence to get up into the rush and finish a playoff and beat a guy in overtime to the net, create a great scoring chance. So there's lots to like there.
Pascal said to me earlier today that he plays with no fear. Is that what you saw tonight from him?
We were talking about antifreeze in the veins. That's the way it looked. Pretty cool out there. But I didn't think there was an awful lot of risk in his game. You know, I thought it was smart plays with the puck, flat passes. But in traffic, he didn't panic with the puck. He moved it pretty efficiently. All the things that a young defenseman has to learn, they're all teachable. But the skill set that he has is impressive.
Sheldon Ross, making it tough for you to keep him out of the lineup?
Or? Yeah, we got a pretty good team here. Jack played really well. Really happy with his game after being off. He's been good. He's going to be a good player for us.
Talk a lot about his fitness. Do you think that's a factor for a young guy who hasn't sat out a lot to stay ready?
We've had, everybody, whether he's guys been out long-term injuries or guys that have sat, when they've come back in, they've had good jump, you know, and Craig Sloan White does a really good job of keeping those guys sharp.
What do you think of the call on Buff and his reaction afterwards?
No, I think Buff is upset about the high stick that happened to Rusty Tanev. You know, the tap on the pads, we would have thought that one had left goal while Rusty was pulling his face off the ice.
Paul, 50 wins for your hockey club. It's pretty impressive, Mark. Just can you put that into words?
Standing behind the bench watching these guys every night.
That means you're a consistent hockey team. I mean, to get that many wins over the course, you can't have a lot of lulls. And we certainly did it while battling some injuries. We've had a lot of key guys out of our lineup. So to the leadership and the focus of this group all year, finishing the last 2 years the way that we did and to come been pretty darn good right from the start.
Thank you.